This is Whitley Strieber with the Dreamland Subscriber Interview. We have with us Dave Rosenfeld and Mark Woody, who have a very different take on the NIDS Ranch, the National Institute for Discovery Sciences Ranch, than Dr. John Alexander does, who we interviewed just a couple of days ago. And the reason is that Dave and Mark, members of what I think could be called the general public, have been out to the ranch kind of on their own. And it's, as you know, it's a very secretive place, and they have found some pretty interesting stuff. Mark, why don't you start by telling us just exactly what you guys did?
Well, this is about the third or fourth excursion out to the ranch, and since for almost centuries there's been a lot of aerial phenomena and other phenomena occurring in that Great Basin region. Some of it was documented in the Utah UFO display, a book that came out in the 70s. And Robert Bigelow purchased that ranch from a rancher that claimed that there was a lot of very unusual phenomena occurring there. Our purpose in going out there was just to see if we could document some of that activity and phenomena and determine if there's anything unusual still going on there.
And, Dave, what was your... How did you participate in it?
I'm the director, so I get people together, certain members that I feel will give
The director, tell us the name of the organization.
The Utah UFO Hunters.
Utah UFO Hunters, okay, and so you decided to go hunting at a place that's rather legendary and was legendary even before Robert Bigelow came along.
Yeah, exactly.
And what did you find?
Well, we seen fireflies or something that resembled fireflies. Small bluish lights that were dancing around, also some orange and white ones, all different colors. All different sizes.
Were they fireflies?
Huh?
Were they fireflies?
We have yet to determine that. We have conflicting results. Some say absolutely no fireflies in Utah, and then others say, well, maybe there is fireflies in Utah. So we're still undetermined on that. What we're probably going to have to do is go out there with some butterfly nets and try to catch one.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. See if it burns a hole in the net.
Yeah, if it burns a hole in the net, then it's not a firefly.
Mark, did you was there anything else noticed at all?
Dave was able to catch some strange phenomena on high-speed film and on time exposure that seems inconclusive. We can't figure out what's causing the strange streaks, and those can be found on our website at aliendave.com.
Aliendave.com.
Also, the bluish, deep blue color of these fireflies is very unusual, and I'm still looking into what beetles would produce this deep blue bioluminescence.
Well, before we got on the air last week, I telephoned an entomologist at the Museum of Natural History in New York City, and I asked him if what kind of insect would cause a blue phosphorescence land insect, and he could not answer the question, and as far as flying insects, he felt there weren't any.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, how do you guys react to that?
Well, that's just another piece of the puzzle. I mean, we only have two reports of fireflies in Utah, but most of our reports, even from the University of Utah, say absolutely no fireflies in Utah.
Now, how do you spell out your website again?
It's www.aliendave, so A-L-I-E-N. Dave, D-A-V-E, .com.
Okay. Okay, so folks, you can go to aliendave.com to get into this a little bit more deeply, or you might be able to. It's a pretty slow I hope we don't overwhelm when the show comes on. We're liable to kick up your hits a little bit. I hope we don't, not too many of us.
I have plenty of bandwidth. So.
Oh, well, good, good. And how close have you been to the ranch itself?
Right up to the gates and to the fence lines.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, you heard that thing saying access denied in the background?
Yeah.
That was your website.
Uh-huh.
Why did it say that?
It's just a cool little sound bite that we put in every now and again.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we may hear sound bites because I'm going to be exploring the website as we talk. It's a wonderful website, by the way. I just wanted to let you folks know. Very rich and full of information. And I think you'll really enjoy it.
Well, we've been told we have the largest database available to the public on the ranch, the Bigelow Ranch.
You certainly do. Do the Bigelow people know about your recons?
Oh yeah, they're well aware of our excursions out there and our website and members of our group and what have you.
Mm-hmm. It used to be called the Sherman Ranch, and now they keep people off of it, don't they? They're pretty strict about that. They don't want people coming on there.
Yeah, they even in George Knapp's articles, Path of the Skinwalker, they're very clear on that.
Yep. And we respect that. We, you know, I respect NIDS. I respect the high caliber of quality of people they have, which is usually PhD.